Hi, we are your hosts, Pierina,
Taylor,
and you're listening to an interview with hometown hero Christiane of Rosalie Apothecary from Latted Library Summer's Reading Program.
We are Latted Teen Advisory, a group of teens in grade 9 through 12 who help create fun, free programs, organize community service events, and influence how Latted Library serves us teens.
And you're listening to WTUL News and Views Public Affairs programming that brings you news and other thoughts-provoking content on the WTUL New Orleans every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Welcome to our program, Christiane.
Hello.
And thank you for Superheroes of the Plant World presentation.
Are you? Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Christiane Wormstedt, and I'm an herbalist here in New Orleans, and I have an herb shop called Rosalie Apothecary in Mid-City at 3201 Toulouse Street at North Rendon, which is right by Parkway Po' Boys.
What are your muses? What inspires you to do what you do?
I would have to say that my muse is nature, because we come from nature, as you know, and I feel that most of our medicines and our remedies and our food can be found in nature as well. And actually, a lot of the medications that the pharmacies dispense started out things that they found in nature, like penicillin is like a fungus that they found in the dirt, for example, and it's a very popular antibiotic.
What is a popular herb or oil or medicine that you sell or that you make?
That's a very good question. Well, some of the herbs that I talked about today in our workshop are very popular, especially because they can be found in New Orleans. I pulled up some go-to cola from the grass, which looks like tiny lily pads, and that's a very popular herb that grows in grass, of course. It's a very popular herb that's good for building connective tissue and any issues with tendonitis or ligaments such as that. Another herb that I brought today that I actually plucked from a neighbor's garden, which maybe you shouldn't do that, is I found on the fence. It's called passion flower, and it's a vine, and it's also known as maypop here. And it is really good for your nervous system and relaxation, and a gentle for bringing on sleep, and it's good for children and ADHD.
What first inspired you to do what you do now? What has changed?
Well, that's a good question. I guess, you know, I was born in Colorado, actually, and I in the summers, I used to go spend time in the mountains, and I just think that maybe the majesty of the Rocky Mountains and of the natural world is really what inspired me from a very young age to just explore that more wherever I am.
If you could say something to yourself from 10 years ago or 10 years from now, what would you say?
And I don't want to sound cliche, because I'm sure a lot of people say this, but I really think that you should follow your passions and your dreams and whatever interests you, because I will tell you that it's strange to be an herbalist, and people are like, what's that? Or like, especially, you know, maybe even my parents. But if you really stick to like what you believe in, and you dedicate yourself and you learn about it, and you can, like, you have enthusiasm about it, that is definitely contagious, and that makes other people be interested in what you do too.
What are some future plans for your work?
As you know, as I said before, I just opened up an herb shop in Mid-City. So that is kind of like my foundation. So I host workshops there. I just had a baby, though, as you know, so we're building that slowly. But you can check on our Facebook page at Rosalie Apothecary, or we have a website too. We always update if we have a workshop on plants coming up. an example workshop I did was herbs for the hearts, or just we did a natural plant dye workshop. So I guess I just use it as kind of a way to make fun products. And I'm just really at the beginning, so it's just going to grow as I grow.
If someone has nervousness about speaking or about doing something in public, what would you recommend for them?
That's a great question, because we talked about it and I forgot to mention it when I mentioned this plant before, but passion flower is a really great herb for relaxing the nerves, especially for public speaking. I once gave it to a woman and she said that it really helped. But I do have to say that I'm not a doctor and I technically can't recommend anything or diagnose anything. But if you come to me and you to the shop and I can tell you what the traditional uses of plants and herbs have been in the past.
What advice do you have for the youth who are interested in what you do?
My advice is to get outside and get into nature and look at the plants that are around you. And a good way is to kind of just observe and to think about, get to know them just on a very physical level, and then you can go back and read some books or whatever, maybe look it up on the internet, but don't trust everything on the internet, and study it like that. But I definitely think getting to know plants doesn't come from books or even shops or plants in jars, but it comes from just kind of interacting and using them. I mean, you know, actually the spices that you use in your cooking, you know, we talked about sassafras, the leaves of the sassafras tree today, and that is filet gumbo, and it's used for a thickener, but or even garlic or rosemary, they're really good medicinal herbs as well. So it's actually, you can look in your food too, and nature.
How did you come in your line of work? What took, like, what classes or thing took you to come to your career?
Well, I started out working in an herb shop in 2008, and I had so much fun that going to work was not like work at all. It was kind of like play. So I decided that that was something, that was a sign, and that was something that I should listen to and hopefully try to make it possible so that I could open up an herb shop myself one day. But herbalism is something that isn't very standardized, which is a blessing and a curse in that there's no certification or no diploma that you can make that you can get to say that you're an herbalist. But it's also great because it's very traditional, and there's in the States some, but in a lot of other countries there's traditional healers, also called shamans, or there's no way to really like quantify their knowledge or this kind of knowledge in a book or a diploma, really. So I studied with masters in kind of an old-fashioned sense, the way an apprentice studied with a master before there was colleges and everything. So I studied with an herbalist named Daryl Martin, actually, in southern Mississippi, and he runs he has an herb company called Blue Boy Herbs, and he was a very wonderful mentor of mine. And then I also studied with this herbalist in northern Alabama named Phyllis Light, and I did her school for 3 years, where I went away a weekend a month, and she has specialized in southern folk medicine. And so she is a fourth generation herbalist from the south, and her family draws upon, or her line of work draws upon, a lot of the different heritage of Alabama, which is like the Native Americans, the Africans, and the Celtic Irish settlers. So it was a mixture of that.
Thank you, Christiane, and thank you for sharing your presentation, Superheroes of the Plant World. One last question before we close up our interview, and let's end on a positive note. What is your dream for your work and vision for our communities?
Well, my dream for my work is to just help people know that there are a lot of their ailments can be alleviated through using plants or using foods, and even the plants and foods that grow and locally around New Orleans or the Southeast Gulf. And it's just my dream to cultivate kind of like a, I would like to have as many as the herbs that I use, like come from as close to home as possible. But it's kind of hard in this climate because you have to dry them and it's very moldy here. But I would like to, hopefully my vision one day is to have a more sustainable network of growers that I can supply from for some of my herbs and medicines.
That's the end of our interview. Thank you for listening to Taylor
and Pirina.
We are part of Ladder's Teen Advisory, a group of teens in grades 9 through 12 who help create fun, free programs, organize community service projects, and interview how Ladder Library serves as teen. You tune into 91.5 WTUL News and Views.